right then, Wednesday, 5 p.m., 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. I'm one of those voices. My name is Tom Ryan, here every Wednesday and Friday.
I be the other one.
That's right. Between 5 and 6 p.m., that other one happens to be my wife and co-host and also engineer extraordinaire, Heidi Morales Ryan. We're going to be with you for the next hour with American Hit Radio. Moving our way through two different lists simultaneously. We're counting our way through the top 500 of the top 40, our favorite 500 albums, pop albums that did make the top 40. Then 500 albums that we feel are pretty awesome that were neglected in their time that did not make the top 40. This time around, today, we are actually bringing you an album that did, much like the past 2 weeks when we've done this, actually. Let's see. We covered James Taylor's Sweet Baby James. And then we covered Black Sabbath's debut album last week. That was album number 88. And just to show that we are bouncing all over the place when it comes to a taste profile, today's album will be Moondance by Van Morrison. Released in February of 1970. It went to number 29 on the pop charts back in 1970. And it definitely stands as a classic in whatever genre it is that you want to call it. If you want to call it blue-eyed soul, if you want to call it jazz-tinged folk, if you just want to call it rock and roll, it doesn't really matter what you call it. It's just an incredible record. And it was one of those albums that surprised just about everybody, because it redefined Van Morrison, who what everybody thought he was. Up until this point, you see, Van, coming out of Belfast, had been in the band Them. And with that group, he pretty much proved himself to be a remarkably soulful singer of, like, garage punk, that sort of stuff. With a great love of American soul music and Bob Dylan, no doubt. But he was very much in the rock and roll vein of just like a very an unusual singing style with the band Them. And then when that band broke up, after really only releasing two studio albums and then a bunch of, God knows how many times that stuff was reissued. But then he ended up here in America as a solo artist, got signed to Bang Records, and released his first solo album. That was the album that had his biggest hit, Brown Eyed Girl, on it. But the rest of the album was deemed pretty weird. Didn't sell well. We did cover that album here on our alternative top 40 albums because it was pretty incredible. Songs like T.B. Sheets on that record and He Ain't Give You None were enough to justify that record in my mind. But it didn't sell well. When Burt Burns, who was the reason that Van Morrison ended up on Bang Records in the first place, but he passed away, and the ownership of the label ended up going to his wife, who tried to use something that resembled gang mentality on nice. Van Morrison to get him to stay, basically holding him to his contract. He ended up having to do all sorts of crazy things to wrangle his way out. Some of them actually very entertaining, by recording an album of like 31-minute songs just to meet his contract, and gave them all to, you know, basically said, yeah, here you go. Here's a song about me eating a Danish. You know, see ya. So he gets out of his contract, gets signed to the up-and-coming label Warner Brothers Records, based in California. And he records his first album, which is one of the most surreal and beautiful albums I'd ever heard. That was the album Astral Weeks. We covered that album also in this series. That's another album that didn't sell, though. The public was having a hard time figuring out who is this guy who is like basically almost like a punk rock sort of a character in the 60s. And then in the mid-60s, anyway, with the band Them. And then he turns into this mystical figure who is singing about all of this, these internal feelings, to songs that are more or less just flowing. It's like he made the album up on the spot. And since it didn't sell, Van knew he had to basically change. I mean, first of all, when you're in the music business, it means that the people who sign you expect you to make the money. And Van was very much aware of that. His own quote around that time was, this is his own words, "I make albums primarily to sell them. And if I get too far out, a lot of people can't relate to it. I had forgot about the artistic thing because it didn't make sense on a practical level. One has to live." Which is odd because it's not like he gave up on his artistry with this album, Moondance. Really, the only thing that he decided to do was write genuine songs. He had his words written down. They were in a very logical, tangible form, unlike on Astral Weeks. He had chord structures, the way that the songs had arrangements. And that was something that was new compared to his previous solo records. So it was easier for the public to sink their teeth into this. Now, that being said, it's still a very mystical record. The very first track on Moondance is called "And It Stoned Me," and it's literally a song from the perspective of somebody, I believe, anyway, this is my interpretation of it, who no longer is reveling in getting high in the conventional sense, but is getting high instead on things like nature. He's like literally like walking through the woods. It has a glass of water. And it was like that experience that stoned him to his soul. Sort of like rediscovering a new way of looking at life and evolution without needing to basically rely on foreign substances in order to do it. It was sort of a beautiful thing because at this point in time, he had moved to upstate New York. He was living in Woodstock. And this was just before Woodstock became Woodstock, with a capital W in quotes, you know, before the hordes descended upon it for the concert and then it changed the town irreparably. He was up there when it was still a pretty quiet, peaceful place. And he was in love. He had met a woman, a hippie, named Janet Planet. And she was a beautiful girl. And she supported him like completely, and this gave him the freedom to write whatever he wanted to and to pursue what I would say is the brighter side of his consciousness, where Astral Weeks was him basically like, you know, allowing himself to almost go into a dream state and picture things that might have been a little bit discomforting. On this album, most of it is about the pursuit of happiness, trying to find a way to retain happiness when you are in the presence of beauty and love. And as a result, the album, as I said, became instantly popular with both critics and with the general populace. It's one of the biggest FM hit albums, maybe of all time. And it continues to sell as a catalog album quite well. It's been selling for the past 40 some odd years. I don't see there's any sign of this album ever really fading away. And it's because there are 10 truly great songs on the album. Let's hear the first one, that song about basically getting in touch with nature called "And It Stoned Me."
Half a mile from the county fair and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. Yet it stoned me to
my soul. Stormy just like going home, and it stormed me. And the rain let up, and the sun came up, and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver's van, and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim, and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, it stung me. Yeah, it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. Yeah, it stung. Getting dry. That we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Really lived all alone in his own little home with a great big gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Oh, the water. Jetted myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stormed me to my soul. Stormed me just like Chili Road. Yet it stormed me. Yet it stormed me to my soul. Stormed me just like going home. Yet it stormed.
First track off of the album Moondance by Van Morrison. We're going to play this album in its entirety over the course of the next hour. What's amazing about this record, I feel, the most amazing thing about it, is that it plays as though it is a greatest hits album. Every song sounds like a hit single, to me anyway. I mean, it sounds like, and in fact, looking at the playlist, I was saying, oh, of course that was a hit. And then turns out that no. It wasn't even released as a single. It got played a lot on FM radio, as I had said, but
right.
Was never released as a 45. Here's an, but believe it or not, this song was never released as a 45. It was not a top 40 hit single. It stuns me because it's the type of song that we heard 10 million times. It's the title track from the album Moondance.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
You've probably the 10 millionth time you've heard it, and I'm sure
hard to believe it's not a top 10 hit.
Right, like me, you must have been convinced that it was a hit single, but it's remarkable that it was not. It was an FM hit, and again, it's one of those songs that captures the spirit that Van Morrison was trying to convey as he was living in upstate New York, basically growing up, falling in love, no longer sounding like the restless teen that he was when he was in Them, and taking this newfound maturity and sense of love and beauty and translating it into song. And it's still perhaps, you know, it's probably his most complete album in terms of if you were going to buy like just one Van Morrison album and you wanted to basically get a feel for it, that would best convey what, you know, what his career is like, this would be it. There's no doubt about it. Because, like I said, all the songs play as though they are hits, even though they're not. This next one is another example. It was not a hit for Van Morrison. I believe that it was covered by, of all people, Helen Reddy. I think Helen Reddy did a version of this and did have a hit with it. But the song was originally Van Morrison's, and it was only an FM hit for him when it came out in February of 1970 on the album Moondance. It's called Crazy Love on 90.3 WHPC.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Yeah, when I come to her, when the sun goes down. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Take away my heartache, in a night like a thief. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. Yeah, I need her in the daytime. Yeah, I need her. Yet I want to throw my arms around her.
I need her.
And kiss and hug her, kiss and hug her tight. Yeah, when I'm returning from so far away, she gave me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yeah, it make me righteous. Yeah, it make me whole. Yet it make me mellow down into my soul. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy.
Crazy Love, the original version, of course, the version written by Van Morrison and, of course, performed by him on his own album, Moondance. It was a hit for Helen Reddy. It was her, actually, was her follow-up single after her debut hit when she did a recording from Jesus Christ Superstar. She did a version of I Don't Know How to Love Him. That was her debut. And her version of Crazy Love was the follow-up. The thing about this album by Van Morrison that made it so spectacular, again, it was just a matter of, like, maybe, you know, timing, is we were discussing a couple of weeks ago when we played the James Taylor album about how the singer-songwriter trend was becoming very, very popular as the 70s began. And James Taylor was right there, the perfect person at the perfect time to kickstart that. I mean, it wouldn't take long for there to be a slew of others who fit into that mold, the Jim Croces and, of course, you know, Jackson Browne, and in this instance, you know, Van Morrison. He was like a self-contained, like, miracle of music. I mean, he wasn't just a singer. He was a very talented musician who could, you know, write these songs for himself in their entirety. He produced this album, which I don't think is common knowledge. If you look at the record, he decided that, you know, he knew what was in his head and he didn't know if he could trust anybody else. And the last two albums were difficult for him, difficult experiences, even though They were both brilliant in their own way, but he decided he was going to do it his way on this album, and thus the results that we have. Now, so far on side one, I mean, you can see there's not a bum track, and there isn't. If you've seen the movie The Last Waltz, which is, of course, that last performance by the band when they were saying goodbye to their career as a band together, and they invited a bunch of guests to help support them. One of the highlights, easily one of the highlights of that show, is when Van Morrison came out and they played a song. They played one of Van's songs while he sang. And that song happens to be this song from this album. Here's the studio version of the song Caravan on 90.3 WHPC.
Can hear the merry gypsy play. Mama, mama, I look at Amarillo. She's out playing with the radio. La 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 la. Yeah, the caravan has all my friends. Yeah, they'll stay with me until the end. Gypsy Robin and Sweet Amarillo tell me everything I need to know. Switch on your electric light, that we can get down to what is really wrong. I long just to hold you tight, so I can feel you, sweet lady. Higher.
on anybody else's album, a song like that would probably be like the absolute highlight or the way to close an album. You know, it sounds like it's like a perfect album closer. And here it is, just like a track in the middle of side one, with surrounded by other, you know, amazingly great songs. Think about this also. I mean, this is a rock and roll album by definition, really, considering the genre that he was working in. But guitars play such a small role on this album. This is an album that's dominated by saxophone.
He loves a horn.
Right. It's a horn-driven album that gives a lot of these songs their mood. That and piano, like on Moondance, with obviously a very heavy piano hand on that track. If everybody was going to be asking me, though, to name, do I have an absolute favorite Van Morrison song? Could I just pick one if I had to? If you were going to twist my arm, the title that I would come up with is this next song. This song never ceases to amaze me with its grace and its beauty, and it's, just as the title implies, or explicitly states, its mysticism. Song is just too brilliant for words. It's called Into the Mystic. On 90.3 WHPC.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. Foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
One of those songs I think is almost untoppable. It's so beautiful. From the golden age of FM radio with this album, when DJs would be able to play three or four songs in a row and they'd put together segues where songs would have relatable themes. It was sort of a beautiful, it really was a golden age when like people would listen to the music and it would be a part of their lifestyle for real. I mean, the post-hippie dedication to FM radio was incredibly strong. And that's one of the things that drove this album. And it sort of became, like I said, a staple. If you were like a hippie couple in love, this was the album you had to have in your collection. Absolutely, positively. If you didn't own Moondance and you were a hippie couple, then there was something wrong with you.
You had to turn in your hippie card.
Yeah, turn in your hippie card. It just has to be that way. And like I said, Van himself was representing strongly at that point in time because he was in a state of like emotional bliss around this point in time, living with Janet Planet up in Woodstock. Well, we just heard side one, what would have been side one of the, if we were playing the vinyl, you'd have to flip the record here. And the first song up on side two is the song that happens to be the hit single. And if you had asked me before I, you know, did my research on this album, I would have gotten it wrong. I think I would have picked, before this track, I would have picked, oh, Moondance, of course. Oh, you mean that wasn't a single? Oh, then how about It Stoned Me? Or maybe Into the Mystic? You know, Caravan? I would not have picked this. This probably would have been my sixth choice. But this was the single. It went to number 39, so it got into the top 40 on the pop charts. And it's really just like one of the simpler ditties on the album, a short number called Come Running. 90.3 WHPC.
By the side of the track when the train goes by, the wind and rain will catch you, you will sigh deep in your heart, then you'll come running to me. You'll come running to me. Yeah. Well, you watch the train go round the bend. In your heart, you'll come running to me, yeah, yeah. You'll come running to me. Oh, I said, hey, come running to me. Oh, come running to me. Hey, yeah, come running to me. I said, hey, come running to me. Oh, come running to me. Hey, yeah, come running to me. Your hand on by your side, and your arms stretched out open wide. I want to keep you satisfied in the morning sun by my side. Come on, come on, run. All right, hey, in the country, you can stand up with your heels. Think to yourself, what could it feel? Come running to me. Dreamed you paid your dues in Canada and left me to come through. I headed for the right way. I knew exactly just what to do. I dreamed we played cards in the dark and you lost and you lied. Well, then very hard to do, but hurt me deep down inside.
My back was up against the wall, and you slowly just walked away. You never really heard my your back. Don't ever think about it. Go to sleep. Don't ever say one word. Close your eyes. You are in danger. Send help from above. Charles was shot down, but he got up to do his best. Crowd of people gathered round to the question, answered yes. And you slapped me on the face, I turned around the other cheek. You couldn't really stand the pace, and I would never be so meek. These dreams of you, so real and so true. These dreams of you, so real and so true. But hush your back, hush your back. Don't ever think about it.
Back-to-back tracks from the album Moondance. We heard Come Running, which is oddly, as I said, you know, the only single that appears on the album, although it sounds like it's surrounded by other songs that would be bigger hits. And then that was followed with the track we just heard called These Dreams of You. By the way, if you're tuned in now, get comfortable, stay comfortable, hang out for a while, because coming up after American at Radio, we have Zach Turkell coming on with Classic Countdown. What Zach has been doing is picking a singles chart that coincides with this time, this date, this time of the month or week or whatever, and going back to a chart that coincides with this period of time. And I believe that tonight's show is going to be focusing on 1982. It's always fun. It's a little historical document. It's the type of thing that I love, because you get to hear things that you haven't heard in a long time, some forgotten songs and mixed in with a couple of maybe even some forgotten classics. So stay tuned for Zach Turkell on Classic Countdown here on 90.3 HPC. Meanwhile, let's get back to the remaining tracks. I got three left to go. So let's play two more back-to-back from the album Moondance. The first song up is called Brand New Day, 90.3 WHPC.
When all the dark clouds roll away, young sun begins to shine. See my freedom from across the way, and it comes right in one time. When it shines so bright, and it gives so much light, and it comes from the sky above.
make me feel so free, make me feel like me. Yet it lights my life with love, yet it seems like, yet it feels like, yet it seems like, yet it feels like, I was lost, double-crossed, with my hands behind my back. I was long-time hurt and thrown in the dirt, shoved out on the railroad track. I've been used, abused, my eyes got hurt on that beautiful morning sun. Yet it seems like, yes, it feels like. Well, it eases me.
your free want them too. That's overcome. Play the pipes and drum. Sing a happy song. Yeah, we'll sing.
With an album that is like generally quite joyous in the first place, he decides to bring this album very much in a direction of trying to resolve it in a place of happiness, with two songs that are probably the most obscure on the album, Brand New Day and Everyone were the name of the two songs we just heard, which leaves us with just one, the final track and a beautiful closer to this fabulous album. I want to thank you very much for listening, spending the past hour. I hope you enjoyed Moondance. And as I said, please stay tuned for Zach Turkell's Hour next, coming up on 90.3 WHPC. Meanwhile, here's Glad Tidings. Take care, everybody.
And the lips that you kiss will say Christmas. Hear the mass that you travel the distance. You will leave no lies. Dry your eyes and realize past. La la la. Hands and talking numbers. Yeah, the princess will wake up from her slumber. And all the knights will step forth with their armbands. And every stranger you meet in the street will make demands. So believe no lies and try your eyes. Yeah, we'll send you glad tidings from New York.
that you visualize, not taking any chances, but meet them halfway with love, peace, and persuasion, and expect them to rise for the occasion. And it gratifies when you see it materialize right in front of you.